God said,
I am that I am.
And he said,
Thou shalt not say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 314. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
My presence shall fill your being to overflowing. I shall go before you and make a way where there never has been a way. I will make the path straight. It will become easier now, even though the battles may be greater. It will be easier. For you shall run in my strength and my power, and my anointing shall be upon you, and my word shall come out of your mouth. For as you speak forth my word, I shall do great and mighty things on your behalf. So press in. Fear not. Do not become discouraged. Do not let down. But run, run. Get your second wind and run with all your might.
Yea, saith the Lord, when I look upon the earth now, I see many knees that are bowed to Baal. I see hearts that have turned far from me. I see minds that no longer think of my word and my ways. And I am displeased, saith God. Do not let my displeasure fall upon you, saith the Lord. But turn now, before it is too late, back to me. For the earth shall soon thunder and rumble with my displeasure, says the Lord.
Unto my people I say unto you, seek not to rescue yourself, but allow me, your Lord, to rescue you. Be not deceived as the world is deceived, and seeks out her own refuge. But seek me, saith God, that I might be your provider, that I might be your protector, that I might be your substance. For I already have provided for you. Only seek me to receive, saith your Lord.
Welcome to Signs of the Times, international radio broadcast to the whole world by shortwave, internet, and podcasting. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. I am working on internet TV, prayerfully coming soon. Jude chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. Of course, there's only one chapter of Jude. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Stay tuned for an all-news program, but first this. As we broadcast around the world this Saturday evening over Superstation WWRB 3.185 and also over the internet utilizing MP3 audio streaming and podcasting. As you listen and enjoy this program, could you prayerfully please consider about helping me stay on the air? This program is listener supported. No one at Signs has paid anything. So please be assured all offerings go only to purchasing radio time. No offerings have come in to support the radio in March as of the time I made this program. We do not buy stained glass windows or big plush stuffed office chairs. The one I'm sitting in right now was purchased for $15 in a yard sale, and I drive a 1997 Ford car. Now, the prophecy news behind the news reports. Intense drought bakes Texas. Across the nation's number two agricultural state, drought conditions are evaporating stock tanks, keeping many crop farmers from planting, forcing cattle producers to cull their herds, and dropping water levels in state lakes. Now the driest region in the country, and the driest they have been since 1918. Since I can't find the audio file, let me read a prophecy I spoke to you. Yea, saith the Lord, the heat that has affected so many areas will continue. And not only will it continue, it will increase. It will also increase to other areas that will also become afflicted. The drought shall come in these areas. You will see the lakes, the reservoirs, the ponds, and the streams reduce in size. Some streams to a trickle, others will dry up, saith the Lord. Continuing, live avian flu virus placed in Baxter vaccine material sent to 18 countries. Deerfield, Illinois-based pharmaceutical company, Baxter International Incorporated has just been caught shipping live avian flu viruses mixed with vaccine material. The mistake was discovered by the National Microbiology Laboratory in Canada. The World Health Organization was alerted and panic spread throughout the vaccine community as health experts asked the obvious question, how could this have happened? But there's a bigger question. How could this company have accidentally mixed live avian flu viruses, both H5N1 and H3N2, the human form, in this vaccine material? Was the viral contamination intentional? The shocking answer is that this couldn't have been an accident. Why? Because Baxter International adheres to something called BSL-3, Biosafety Level 3, a set of laboratory safety protocols that prevent the cross-contamination of materials. Watchman comment, how many times has the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, warned of the danger of live flu bugs and other dangerous materials in these vaccines? Continuing, you are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. News warning. Only 6 to 12 months until full-fledged martial law. The United States of America and its citizenry has been assessed, warned, and plotted against, and sold out by the internationalists in government, business, and the banking industry. The workforce has been decimated, its standard of living shredded, and its working people made financial slaves through unjust taxation, socialist government practices, rules and regulations at all levels in society that would make any communist dictator grin with envy. The past and present administration has been pursuing a blend of Canada, America, and Mexico into the North American Union, and they have done it right under the cover of governmental darkness. Unless you accept that this country is in its last days, you will continue to shake your heads and laugh. 1 John chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. Continuing, a few quick world collapse reports. Toyota asking for Japan government loan. Toyota has asked for 200 billion yen, or 2 billion U.S., Japanese government loan. India exports fall by most in a decade on weaker demand. India's exports plunged the most in January as the global recession dampened demand for the nation's goods. Merchandise shipments dropped 16%. And another, Chinese manufacturing shrinks as crisis cuts demand. China's manufacturing shrank for a seventh month in February as the global financial crisis cut exports and growth across Asia. Japan's factory output plunged a record 10% in January, and Hong Kong exports fell by the most in 50 years. And another, Asian stocks fall to five-year low as global recession deepens. Asian stocks tumbled, dragging the regional benchmark index to the lowest in more than 5 years as declines in Japanese wages and South Korean exports fueled concerns the global recession is deepening. And another, Canada's economy shrinks most since 1991 on exports. Canada's economy contracted at the fastest pace since 1991 in the fourth quarter, adding pressure on policymakers to cut the country's benchmark lending rate to a record low. And another, Mexican peso plunges against the U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso plunged to new lows against the dollar as global investors again rushed for the perceived safety of the greenback despite the horrid U.S. economy. The Mexican currency has collapsed. And the last, short financial. Obama says U.S. Treasury short. Bank bailouts, homeowner bailouts, auto industry bailouts. And now, massive stimulus packages. The federal government spending list goes on and on. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3, and when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Continuing, more military officers demand eligibility proof. Military officers from the U.S. Navy, Air Force, and Marines are working with California Attorney Orly Tyez and her Defend Our Freedoms Foundation. citing a legal right established in British common law nearly 800 years ago and recognized by the U.S. Founding Fathers, to demand documentation that may prove or disprove Barack Obama's eligibility to be president. Taez said she has mailed to the U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder a request that he relate quo warranto on Barack Hussein Obama II to test his title of president before the Supreme Court. Acts chapter 20, verse 29. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Continuing. New York woman forced to remove racist sign. A woman in Niagara Falls, New York, was ordered to remove a handmade sign that said she rents only to white people. A police report said the woman finally took the sign down after officers told her police had received complaints about it, but she said she was doing so under protest. I can do what I want, she reportedly said. I live in America. Police said she had seven other signs she was prepared to put up. Watchman comment, being an American in a socialist America means one can no longer be free to do what one wants. Continuing, the day of the Lord is at hand, my friends. Israel has already forfeited Jerusalem. Sections of Jerusalem have essentially been forfeited on the ground to the Palestinian Authority, while Jews, including local landowners, are barred from entering parts of Israel's capital. The U.S. has been aiding the Palestinians in developing infrastructure in Jerusalem. The Israeli government has failed to stop Arabs from illegally building thousands of housing projects on Jerusalem land purchased and owned by a U.S. Jewish group for the express purpose of Jewish settlements. Psalms 127, verse 1. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Continuing. Health of the state. The computerization of personal health care records in the U.S. is one of the showpieces of the new stimulus bill. Shoved into a 1,400-page bill, passed in a panic, the plan went largely undebated. But the implications are horrifying. Doctors will be coerced into a massive federal health care scheme, and government will serve as the leaky repository of patients' most intimate information. Much as the Patriot Act did, this measure intrudes on a far more personal level. No patient left behind or alone. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Continuing. Morgellons, terrifying new disease reaching pandemic status. People report the sensation of creatures crawling under their skin. Mysterious moving fibers appear. Unfortunately, these terrifying symptoms are all too true. The people having them are experiencing Morgellons, the latest and scariest in the series of bizarre diseases appearing in the last few years, seemingly from nowhere. Morgellons is now reaching epidemic proportions in the U.S. and abroad. Watchman comment, I have pictures of Morgellons, but some are kind of hard to take. If you'd like to see them, send me a Sazy, a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I'll send you some free. But you must send me that self-addressed stamped envelope. Use the information you'll find at the end of the program. You will not be put on a mailing list. Continuing. George W. Bush's disposable constitution. The Obama administration released a series of 9 previously secret legal opinions crafted by the Office of Legal Counsel to enhance the presidential powers of George W. Bush. John Yoo's constitution is unlike any other ever seen. It seems to consist of one clause, appointing the president as commander-in-chief. The rest of the Constitution was apparently printed in disappearing ink. Revelation chapter 18, verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye not be partakers of her sins, that ye receive not of her plague. Continuing. Russian general says U.S. may have planned satellite collision. A collision between U.S. and Russian satellites in early February may have been a test of new U.S. technology to intercept and destroy satellites rather than an accident, a Russian military expert is saying. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21. There are many devices in a man's heart. Continuing. Imaging tests boost U.S. radiation dose. Americans are exposed to 7 times more radiation from diagnostic scans than in 1980, a report has found. As experts said, doctors are overusing the test for profit and raising health risks for patients. My. I've told you these doctors do things to make money. Continuing. The findings issued by the National Council on Radiation Protection and Measurement add to already mounting evidence that doctors are ordering too many diagnostic tests and potentially harming patients. Watchman comment, the prophecy voice warned about radiation and medicine dangers, among many other things. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Young conservatives misled on homosexual issue. Some people thought civil unions were just something you had to give the gay activists. Others thought it was a real compromise and didn't realize how close it was to same-sex marriage and how it actually advances the same-sex marriage agenda. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 9. The shoe of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom, they hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Continuing, doctor says he has cloned 3 babies. A controversial Italian doctor says he has cloned 3 babies. A controversial Italian doctor, known for his work allowing postmenopausal women to have children, has claimed in an interview to have cloned 3 babies who are now living in Eastern Europe. I helped give birth to 3 children with human cloning techniques, Severino and Tonori, a prominent gynecologist, said. It involved 2 boys and a girl who are 9 years old today. They were born healthy and they are in excellent health now. Watchman comment, I think this is a lie. As a former Cornell University geneticist, my lab experience in vitro fertilization tells me the chances of them living 9 years without complications would be extremely rare indeed. Continuing, an elementary school in Tennessee ordered the words God Bless the USA and In God We Trust covered up on student-made posters in the hallway. Administrators at Lakeview Elementary School in Mount Juliet, Tennessee told parents that the posters promoting the See You at the Poll student prayer event mentioned God and are therefore precluded by school board policy and prohibited in the hallways as inappropriate. Watchman comment, the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson warned this was not going to go away, and Christian values and freedoms are leaving quickly. Continuing, General Motors seeks EU government bailouts. American Detroit-based car manufacturer General Motors has asked EU governments to come to its rescue as the company struggles with a major cash flow problem that threatens thousands of jobs in Europe and may actually bankrupt the company. Watchman comment, is that not called double dipping? Billions from U.S. taxpayers, and now they want more from the EU? Serves them right for moving overseas. So why, America, should we give GM more money? Continuing, Senator, Christian broadcasters still threatened by regulations. In a floor speech, Oklahoma Senator James Inhofe noted that while the Senate voted against reinstatement of the Fairness Doctrine, it approved another amendment saying federal regulators should promote diversity in media ownership and ensure that broadcasters operate in the public interest. He warned those are vague standards that could be used by opponents of Christian stations' religious message or stands on moral and political issues, like this program. The chilling effect that the mere threat of a lawsuit will have on religious broadcasters could be substantial. Watchman comment, the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, warned you this was not going away. A horse of a different color is still a horse. Continuing, global bank, global currency within 15 years. Head of market analysis for Schneider Foreign Exchange, Stephen Gallo, says that the financial crisis will lead to the creation of a global central bank and a global single currency within 15 years, echoing the call of top globalists who have exploited the problem they created to push for a new world financial order. The single currency was where we are headed globally on a monetary basis over the course of the next 10 to 15 years. Revelation chapter 13, verses 16, 17, and 18, paraphrased. And he causeth all to receive a mark, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, for it is the number of a man, the number of the beast, 666. 666, the mark of the beast, is at hand, my friends. Continuing, youth pastors encouraged to learn self-defense. Recently at a workshop given to Dallas, Texas area youth pastors to expose the defense-only fighting method to help them learn how to defend themselves against attacks and also help protect the youth they lead at church in an increasingly violent world. News of the recent workshop at the Highland Park United Methodist Church has raised flags, however, particularly from those who disagree with KFM, Kesey Fighting Method. The origins of KFM date back to the 1950s when gypsies in Spain used it in street fighting. Watchman comment, I do not disagree with defense training as long as it does not include occult-related material, as so many types of defense training do. Nothing that occult gypsies do should be accepted by Christianity. Continuing, Obama aides clear clergy prayers before rallies. The Obama campaign and administration has a policy of having official invocations at Obama's public rallies examined by a White House aide. In case self-censorship fails, the government administration schedules the invocations to be delivered before the president arrives at the events and before the cable network cameras start rolling. Watchman comment, there's a dual purpose there, isn't there? Continuing. During Obama's recent visit to Fort Myers, Florida, to promote his economic stimulus plan, a black Baptist preacher delivered a prayer that carefully avoided mentioning Jesus, lest he offend anyone in the audience. Watchman comment, that pastor is not only apostate, but God himself will deal harshly with him at the great throne judgment, as well as anyone else, white, black, pink, or purple, who avoids the name of Yahweh, Jesus Christ. Amen. The prophecy voice of Brother Johnson said this was happening. Do you believe God's watchman now? Continuing, a man in armored car uniform rips off Nebraska church. Police in Lincoln, Nebraska say a man posing as an arrested armored car guard made off with more than $145,000 from the non-denominational Berean church, which has more than 7,000 members and 20 pastors. The employee said the man appeared to know what he was doing, so she gave him the deposit of more than $145,000 in cash and checks. The real armored car and driver arrived about 15 minutes later, and the church employees realized they had been robbed. Watchman comment, must be God wasn't there, huh? Not to mention all that mammon which the word says gets between man and serving God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve both God and mammon. Continuing, tracking microchips everywhere, a future vision. There's a vision of the not-so-distant future. Microchips with antennas will be embedded in virtually everything you buy, wear, drive, and read, allowing retailers and law enforcement to track consumer items and, by extension, consumers wherever they go from a distance. Watchman comment, this has been done for 2-3 years or more now. If you buy things and you see some kind of sticker on them, if you look under the sticker, you'll find a coiled wire that ends on a little square, which is the RFID chip. Continuing, a seamless global network of electronic sniffers will scan radio tags in Madrid public settings, identifying people and their taste instantly so that custom ads, live spam, will be beamed at them from the computer screens on the street and in the stores. Revelation chapter 13, verses 16, 17, 18, paraphrased. And he causeth all to receive a mark, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, for it is the number of a man, the number of the beast, 666. Watchman Shofar. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman.
Isaiah says, who has believed it? And that'd be the question I'd ask you today out there in Radio Land. Who has really believed it? Do you really believe this? Are you backing it up with everything you got? Are you telling everybody else, hey, there is a place you can hear the real Word of God? There is a place you can hear the truth? I mean, do you believe it? Please, ask Jesus Christ into your heart right now. It's that simple. You say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. God, I believe you sent your Son to die for me. I want Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And boy, I'll tell you, things will change in your life.
I pray you enjoyed tonight's program. And if it touched you in some special way, please call and let me know with a radio check. Some call in a signal report. 1-607-201-5663. Please write signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, New York, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York abbreviate N-Y, 13797, USA. With your comments, tithes, love gifts, prayer requests, and letters of support and blessing. If you're not going to a church, you have to give your tithe somewhere. Here is a radio check I have received.
This is March 2nd, 2009, about 40 miles west of Duluth. Heard you on a shortwave. You were coming in clear. Thanks for your program.
Praise the Lord, brother. I believe Duluth is in Minnesota, and that's the first time that I've gotten a radio check from Minnesota. I really do appreciate it. Maranatha. Now, is there anyone listening out there tonight besides that brother? It takes only a few seconds and the cost is minimal. Call my 24-hour voicemail and record any time. But there is only one line, so if it's busy, call again, please. 1-607-201-5663. I really do appreciate very much hearing from all my friends. And it will go a long way in encouraging me to stay on this station on the day and time you are listening to right now. Call or write. Signs, S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, L-I-S-L-E, N-Y, zip code 13797, USA. Call 1-607-201-5663. Why don't you do it right now before you forget, or at least try to do it at the end of the program. Thank you for listening, my friends. You can hear Signs every Monday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, every Thursday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and every Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, all on Superstation WWRB frequency 3.185. But also, you can listen clearly to all programs anytime you want to with no shortwave interference on my website, www.neaiga.org. There are now over 300 MP3 audio files to listen to or download free. That's right, free, no catches. neaiga.org. Listen there in the site, and you won't have to stay up till 11 o'clock to hear this program. You can listen any time of the day, 24/7. Be blessed, my friends. With Jesus Christ in your heart, you are a winner, and you have nothing to fear about the end times. Revelation chapter 13, verses 14 and 15. And he deceiveth them all that dwell on the earth by means of those miracles which he had the power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had the power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would worship the image of the beast should be killed. If any man have an ear, let him hear. Now, that, my friends, is a warning to all of you that are listening right now of the next sign to come upon the earth. We are about to see the Antichrist revealed very soon, and it may just be unfolding right now. Get ready. Jesus is coming. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Jesus loves you. The signs ministers love you, and I love you, or I would not keep doing this program week after week. This program is proof positive of the love of God. Jude chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. Of course, there's only one chapter of Jude. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Maranatha, our friends, watchman's ending shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.